He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is May the 18th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, San Diego, California, Gunderson Capital Management. We have a slight downward drift in the market here today. We did have a win streak of 8 going. That was broken on Wednesday. And now today we start off the day with a 14-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it's at a very healthy 24,700 level. The NASDAQ is the worst of all performers today, down 29 points. That works out to 0.4%. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,353. And, of course, I will be updating my outlook for both the Dow and the NASDAQ in the newsletter, which I start today and will mail out tomorrow. Email, that is. The S&P 500 down 7 points. 2,713 down 7 points right now. The Russell 2000 is bucking the trend, and it has been. You know, the Russell 2000 is starting to really kick in here. The small cap stocks, which have trailed the rest of the market for, probably a couple of years here, are finally starting to show a little bit of leadership. The Russell 2000 is up 3 points this morning. Crude oil's up a penny. But listen to this price, $71.50. Remember when we were at $26 per barrel a few years ago? Now we're $71.50. Gold, down $1.20 to $12.88. And the 10-year yield, which has been one of the big stories of the week, backing off a little bit, but it's at 3.09% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio show with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. It is Newsletter Friday. I will be writing the newsletter today. This is my internal research that takes me through all the nooks, crannies, back alleys of the market, looking at everything that I possibly can, not leaving anything out that I think is important, and then reporting my findings and my observations back to you. I had a portfolio emailed to me here this week, and I've been going through it. It's a portfolio held somewhere else, and I see all the usual suspects. AT&T, Kimberly-Clark, Clorox, Colgate-Palmolive, Johnson & Johnson. Why? I mean, is that the best? Now, look, I judge a money manager. I judge another money manager by the stocks they hold. And is this the best you can do? These are stocks in the entire market. Oh, they're big names. They're recognizable. When you walk down the aisles of the supermarket, there they are jumping out at you. You recognize these names. But do they ever look at what the one-year performance has been, what the three-year performance has been, what the five-year, what the 10-year, how that compares with the overall market and the competition? Maybe they have big brand names that are recognizable, but they have soggy returns that are not helping your portfolio and your growth and where you want to get to. You're not going to get there with 2, 3, 4% growth companies. And it just makes me sick to see money managers that fill people full of these stocks and then just leave them alone and they're done. They don't have to manage them. They don't have to trade them. They figure they're not going out of business. Colgate-Palmolive is not going out of business anytime soon. But these are soggy, stodgy, old growth giants of yesteryear. Just look at the returns. Pull those stocks up on the app. The app looks at the numbers and compares the numbers with the market as a benchmark, and then compares the numbers against all other stocks that you have to choose from. We're almost full in Sarasota. Maybe we have a few spots left. I'll have to check the calendar. It was pretty full. Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday were like jam-packed. No rest for Gunderson. And I will be bringing my planner with me. We will be at the Westin Hotel right there on Marina View Drive, looking over the beautiful Sarasota Marina. And if you would like to book a one-hour appointment, there's just a few left. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at Gunderson Capital. We're still working on our Dallas location. We do know Dallas, Los Colinas area. We do know June 17th through 22nd with a planned workshop on the 19th of June, a Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Just go to the website, send us an email, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to book a one-hour appointment with myself and my big picture guy, the planner, I call him the planner. He's very knowledgeable in tax situations, estate situations, all kinds of situations that need to be addressed along our financial path in life. Well, we continue to watch the talks going on between Trump and China. Now, yesterday, the stock market drifted lower after President Trump said he doubted that the current trade talks going on between U.S. and China would result in a deal. He said, the reason I doubt it is because China has become very spoiled. The European Union has become very spoiled too, because they always get 100% of whatever they wanted from the U.S. That's what Trump said. Well, now he's saying, hey, look, you're not going to get 100% of what you want this time around. And they're bucking. And they're pouting. Oh, we've seen it all. We've raised children, most of us. Spoil the child, you know. If they give the child 100% of what they want, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, you know what? No candy before breakfast this morning. Well, that kid's going to throw a tantrum. And that's what China's doing right now. The small cap index, however, was up yesterday. I continue to watch that. Here's where I see movement amongst asset classes. Stocks are an asset class. Bonds are an asset class. Precious metals are an asset class. Real estate's an asset class. But then there's subdivisions within each asset class. For instance, stocks have foreign stocks, domestic stocks, small cap stocks, large cap stocks, mid cap stocks, micro cap stocks, let alone all the sectors that you can go down, all the tributaries of those subclasses of the asset classes. Well, I've been watching I have 33 different asset classes that I rank daily. And these trends stay in place for a long, long time. There is definitely something going on in the small and mid-cap markets. You know, the large caps have dominated for so, so long. I think it's time for the small and mid-cap stocks to do a little catch-up. Now, having said that, you go through the Russell 2000. There's an exercise for this weekend. I've done it before. I've traveled through the Russell 2000. I have the Russell 2000 as a group in my stock charts that I use. And I've flipped through all 2,000 Russell 2000 stock. There's a lot of garbage in there. Looks like a garbage truck, you know? But there's also some good stuff buried in there. So you can buy the whole index, which comes with all the garbage, or you can cherry pick that index. But there is definitely something going on in the small cap stocks. The energy sector continues to be very strong. It continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. It was another excellent day yesterday for the energy sector. A lot of little small energy stocks on the move. I own two in my speculative trading account. I know one of them's up 44% so far. The other one's up about 34%. These are like $5, $6 energy stocks. But I also own some large ones in my Premier Growth and in my Income and Growth portfolio. Valero in particular has had one heck of a run here recently, as the energy sector still continues to do well. And of course, those interest rate related sectors like utilities and REITs, not in a rising interest rate environment. Wait, there's news this morning between China and the U.S. China seems to be extending an olive branch. What's going on here? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there is new news on the China-U.S. trade negotiations. You know what I use as my best indicator of how things are going there? Boeing. Boeing is a great indicator of just how those trade talks are going. And Boeing is having a very good day. BA, nice little breakout here this morning. Through resistance, looks like it might be headed back towards its all-time highs again. It is up $4.57 as China supposedly has extended an olive branch to the U.S. Do we buy Chinese olives? I don't know. By dropping an anti-dumping probe into imports of American sorghum. I guess we've been dumping sorghum on Beijing, which has effectively halted a trade worth roughly $1.1 billion last year. Okay, so that's one concession, but here's the big one. Beijing has also offered to slash the U.S. trade deficit by up to $200 billion. That's exactly what the Trump team, Peter Navarro, Larry Kudlow, I watched his interview yesterday. Man, that would be like something if that were to happen. And who would benefit from that? Well, they're calling out U.S. aircraft maker Boeing, who would be a big beneficiary if this were the case, if this were to be the deal in the end. And I'm seeing a very nice reaction in Boeing today. And producers of U.S. farm products, including fruit, okay, by the fruit growers, nuts, pork, and wine. Well, I can think of Consolidated Brands or Constellation Brands. I can think of Hormel maybe or Tyson Foods. But Boeing definitely would benefit if China were indeed to trim the trade deficit, which would be really good for the American economy. It would increase our growth. It would really help our GDP. But that's reportedly the news here this morning. Meanwhile, how are things going in North Korea? I continue to own several defense stocks. You can see how North Korea, how manic, how two-faced this guy is. He goes back and forth and back and forth. Now North Korea has suspended talks with the South over joint military exercises with the U.S. as the rhetoric between the nations ratchets up once again. President Trump says Kim Jong-un could remain in power if the two sides reached a deal to rid the North of nuclear weapons. Okay, that's behind door number one. This is what President Trump is offering Kim Jong-un. You can remain in power if we reach a deal to rid North of nuclear weapons. Otherwise, behind door number two, now Trump doesn't mince words, you can expect total decimation. Those sound like fighting words to me. I think I'll hang on to my Raytheon for now. Meanwhile, Canada and the NAFTA deal continues to go on and on and on. Canada says we're very close to a deal, but our U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer declares that we're far, far from a deal. Well, we continue to watch that because it does impact your 401k, your Roth, your IRA. So do interest rates. interest rates were the story of the week. Mortgage rates now surge to a seven-year high in a Freddie Mac survey. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 4.61 this past week, up from 4.55 a week ago, and reaching its highest level since May 2011. The 15-year is now at 4.08. If we go back a year ago, look at the 15-year has gone from 3.27 to 4.08. So, and you want to own bonds in your portfolio? How about the ETF, energy ETF? Longest winning streak ever. The Energy Select Spider ETF, XLE. Now, you know that I went bullish. I turned bullish on the energy stocks in the fall of last year and started buying them. XLE is a good proxy for this sector. XLE is a $19 billion fund that tracks the S&P Energy Select Sector Index. It is on the verge of its longest ever winning streak following 10 straight days of gains, which ties the stretch ended in July of 2016. How's it doing today? It's down 31 cents. So it's got a little work to do in the later innings of the game today to try to set that new record. Well, Strategic Wealth Partners, Mark Tepper sees more room to run. Oil is up 40 to 50% year over year. It's up over 20% year to date, and we see an additional 10 to 15% upside. But you know what? It's like anything else. Look at Exxon. Exxon stock is down 2.1% this year. You still have to pick the right stocks within the sector. You could have said, well, I agree. I think the energy stocks are going to do really well in 2018. I'll buy Exxon. And you're down 2%. Whereas a Valero or a Marathon or a BP are up double digits, over 20%. So you still have to do the right selection. Every sector has its leaders and its laggards. Now, if we go right now to the Best Stocks Now app and we click on sectors, watch how fast this can do this. And we click on energy. Let's click on the energy sector, everybody. There we go. They're ranked from one. Number one ranked stock in my energy sector in the app is Valero. Look at the chart. Number two, Continental Resources. I got a couple there that I got the wrong sectors. Number three, BP. Number four, Guangdong. That's a Chinese energy company. How about Neighbors? You ought to look at a chart of Neighbors. Now let's go down to the garbage pile, okay? Here's garbage stocks in the energy sector. Stone Energy, not participating, is it? There's Exxon down near the bottom. There is a Rig down near the bottom. So you still have to be in the right stocks within a sector. You have to have some kind of a strategy to separate the so-called men from the boys, the wheat from the chaff, the cream rises to the top, and that's the purpose of the Best Stocks Now app. You can go click on any sector. First, find your leading sectors, and then click on the sector and find the leading stocks within the sector. When we come back, I'll give you an example. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this newsletter Friday. You want to know what's going on in the market right now? Oh, there's some title changes taking place. There's some sector rotation taking place. There's some asset class rotation taking place. Are you on the right side of that rotation? Or are you on the wrong side of that rotation? Huh? Well, you can get my newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com. Or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. We email it out every Saturday afternoon. And if you're in the Sarasota area, we may not be back for a while. This is my second trip this year to Sarasota. We are pretty booked next week, but we can squeeze in a few more. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. I continue to be amazed by the mediocrity in my industry. You hear me talk about it all the time, and you think I'm exaggerating when I see portfolios that are full of just mediocre stocks. It happens all the time. And I used to do a little exercise. I could put an envelope up to my head and pretend I was reading a typical wirehouse portfolio. Like, remember when Johnny Carson used to hold the envelope? I see Clorox, I see AT&T, I see Johnson & Johnson, I see ExxonMobil, I see Unilever and Verizon and Disney. And you know what? I mean, these are great brands, great products, dominant in their industry, but they've saturated the world. They're growing at single-digit rates. And I got in a portfolio this week. Here it goes. I'll just read right from it. Some of the winners in here. AT&T. Aflac. Clorox. Citigroup. ExxonMobil. The only oil stock that's down this year. Who picked that one, huh? Not me. Johnson & Johnson. Kimberly Clark, there she is. She's almost in every wirehouse portfolio I've ever seen. There's Pfizer, nothing. Nothing for years. There's Procter & Gamble, there it is. I told you. There's Unilever, talk about a flatline company. There's Vodafone, there's Verizon, there's Disney. Well, that's the bulk of this growth portfolio. I judge another money manager by the stocks he owns, okay? It's not that it's garbage, but it's as mediocre as it gets. And that's the kind of portfolio that you're going to walk away with in many, many instances. I've seen numerous portfolios that have the same exact stocks. It's like getting a tired, cold, crushed up, like somebody sat on it, hamburger at McDonald's. It's horrible. It's mediocrity. Okay. I think people in my industry could do a whole lot better than that. So you know what they started doing? Well, let's package up all these garbage stocks and let's call it the growth ETF, the core large growth ETF. To me, these aren't growth stocks. They don't fit in a growth portfolio. Now, they might be paying dividends. You might be getting a dividend, but that's all you're getting out of these stocks is the dividend. Nothing else. No cheese, no lettuce, no tomatoes, no pickles, nothing else. Garbage. Well, what do you really think of this portfolio, Gunderson? Well, okay, I'll just give you an example of today's world, all right? Today's world. This is yesteryear. This is so yesteryear. This is like still having green shag carpet and a yellow refrigerator and avocado green appliances in your kitchen. You know, my family had that when I was growing up. That was in the 70s, and watching All in the Family or Laugh-In or one of the other shows. Well, this is 2018. Green refrigerators are not in anymore, either is Kimberly Clark. I see Campbell Soup reported earnings today, or lack thereof. The earnings were so bad that the CEO announced her retirement today, effective immediately. Now, that sounds a little fishy to me. You know, all of a sudden, she just chose to retire today. No warning whatsoever. That kind of sounds like an ouster to me at another stock. I got nothing against sirloin burger chunky soup. But I don't want chunky returns in my portfolio. I don't want all broth. I want some meat and potatoes in my portfolio. Some solid returns. I want some growth. I don't want 1% growth, 2% growth. I want the companies of today, not of yesteryear. Well, I use a little different way of picking stocks. I mean, I look at companies that are growing. I look at companies that are doing better than the rest in performance. And I like to make a valuation case for them. And I have my own grading system, my own ranking system. One of the stocks that I currently own is PayPal. PayPal is in the news today. PayPal is going to go after Square, which I also own. Shares of Square down 2.6%. Let's see how Square is doing now. I own them both. Square is down. No, now Square is up 0.5%. Okay. PayPal today is nice move. That's a breakout. Beautiful. Up 3.3%. PayPal is today, right? American Express is yesteryear. PayPal is buying iZettle. What is iZettle, you say? Well, it's the Square of Europe. It has a strong presence. iZettle operates in 12 markets, including several in Northern Europe and Mexico. It also has a strong presence in the UK. So PayPal is extending its reach and getting into the Square-like transaction business. Now, PayPal hasn't been around that long as a publicly traded company. PayPal came public in 2015, September of 2015. PayPal went public at about $35 a share. Now it's $81.56 per share. PayPal's most recent quarter, they reported earnings up 30% and sales up 24%. Let's just compare that with American Express. American Express has been growing their earnings. They actually had a good quarter, but they've been growing their earnings by 4% per year over the last 5 years. This compares with the high teens at PayPal. The stock of PayPal doesn't have a three-year average yet, but over the last 12 months, PayPal is up, PayPal performance, it's up 57%, while the market's up 15%. It's almost quadrupled the returns of the market over the last 12 months. From a valuation point of view, I currently have a price target on PayPal of $154 per share. The stock is currently trading at $81 per share. PayPal does not pay a dividend. It's headquartered in San Jose. Believe it or not, PayPal is now almost a $100 billion company. Just shy of that at $97 billion. Almost $100 billion. It is one of the stocks that I own in my growth portfolio, my large cap growth portfolio. Now, I could own ExxonMobil, I could own Citigroup, or I could own American Express or many other financial stocks, but I want to try to own the very best ones that I can find. And in my opinion, not a recommendation, but when you combine valuation with performance, PayPal is a star. 1 year ago today, the stock was ranked number 32 in my Best Stocks Now app. The stock is up 57% over the last 12 months. It's dropped in ranking here recently. It's been a little soft. It's been kind of drifting lower, but now it's got a kick in the pants as they make a very strategic acquisition to help them compete against Square, SQ. PayPal breaking out today. Relative strength of 82 on a scale of 1 to 99. So there you go. In my opinion, these are the best stocks now. Not Clorox, not Campbell's Soup. I'm sorry. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few other odds and ends here in the news today. I've had my eye on Planet Fitness for a while, but you know what? I never had much luck with healthcare club stocks or sporting good stocks. And I was watching Planet Fitness. They've been growing like a weed. They now have 1,518 fitness centers with 10 million members in 50 states. You know, most of these fitness centers, they just continue to collect that $30 or $40 per month out of people's debit cards, and they hardly ever see the people at the gym. So it's a very profitable business. Imperial Capital cautious on Planet Fitness after a huge run, and it has had a huge run from $12 when it went public in 2015 to $40, earnings have been growing by 32% per year over the last 5 years. Now, that's more my style, but that's not a stock that I currently own. John Deere having a very good day. Excellent day today. Deere misses by 19 cents. They miss on revenues. But look at the pop in Deere today, up $9 per share, 6.1%. Percent move, 1.6% dividend yield. Not a stock that I currently own. I think it may be reacting here to this. It's another good proxy for the agricultural side of the trade talks between the U.S. and China, because that's where China has struck back mostly, at the heart of America, the sorghum growers, the soybean growers, the corn growers. China needs our products, but those trade wars continue to take place. But if you're looking at John Deere as any kind of indication, man, that stock making a really nice move here today. Old Dominion Freight Lines is increasing their buyback program. I do own Old Dominion Freight Lines, ODFL, which has been a very good small, now a mid-cap growth stock, kind of been going sideways since mid-January, but I would suspect that that stock will break through its resistance level here of 152 at some point in time. It's currently trading at 147 and work its way higher. I talked about the Campbell Soup CEO. Now, Campbell Soup announces that CEO Denise DeMorrison has decided to retire effective today. You may want us to believe that. Board member Keith McLaughlin has been named interim CEO in order to facilitate an orderly transition in management. Well, there's another soggy stock, Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Tesla scores a deal to get lithium from Australia. Tesla secures a three-year lithium supply agreement with Kidman Resources when the Australian miner begins producing battery-grade materials likely not before 2021, highlighting the scramble for raw materials needed to meet the anticipated demand for electric vehicles. SQM is a partner in this Australian deal. Really, SQM is the best play on lithium. And SQM, lithium prices have come down. I have no exposure to lithium right now. SQM stock has been very lukewarm since hitting a new 52-week high earlier this year. But you know what? We'll continue to watch the lithium players. Intel's self-driving cars are now testing in Jerusalem. Intel, we talked about that yesterday. What a great growth and dividend payer Intel has been. Intel and its Mobileye subsidiary have started testing self-driving vehicles in Jerusalem. The fleet includes 100 cars, and each has 12 cameras for a 360-degree view. 8 of the cameras are for long-range viewing and 4 for parking. The companies will add a layer of LiDAR and radar in the next few weeks. The company plans to deploy the fleet in the U.S. and other regions in the coming months. Will you be driving an Intel car? Instead of Ford, it will say Intel, powered by Intel on the back. Core 17, whatever. Core i7 processor driving down the freeway. Intel hopes to have self-driving vehicles on the road by 2021. In partnership with vehicle. Now, that's how a company remakes itself, you see. I mean, chips going into the computers and chips going into the smartphones, that's kind of a dying industry. Not dying, but it's maxed out. Whereas this automobile revolution continues. Red hot Chesapeake Energy soars 9% on heavy volume. That stock is up 44%. Now, I just bring this to your attention, because I've noticed a lot of action in the natural gas stocks. Not only are oil prices moving higher, natural gas prices are moving higher. Chesapeake is a classic play on natural gas, along with several others. And those stocks have also been moving here within that energy sector. Just a couple others. A stock that I used to own, I sold it, I believe, at the right time. Applied Materials, disappointing report today. They beat by 8 cents. They beat on revenues, but this stock, terrible chart. Terrible, terrible chart. You have to look at the charts of the stocks you own. So I got out of Applied Materials several months ago. And lastly, J.W. Nordstrom's, they beat earnings, and that stock not looking too good either here. So a lot of soggy stocks in the market. You want to be where the action is, where it's vibrant, where things are growing, where things are flourishing. That's what the Best Stocks newsletter is all about. Well, I'm getting started on it here this morning. I've already got the top asset classes posted, the top indexes, both the top sectors are now in the newsletter, and I'll put in the verbiage and some top stocks. I always talk about leading stocks in the market in the basic portion of the newsletter. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get on the mailing list. And if you're tired of soggy stocks, if you're in an asset allocation chock full of bonds, you need to talk to Gunderson Capital Management. And if you're in Sarasota next week, we can meet face-to-face, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.